Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths. Cancer is a multifactorial disease which responds to a few hormones such as evading immune destruction and enabling a tumor-promoting inflammation. Recently, the energy metabolism has been described as an emerging hallmark in cancer. Lipid metabolism alterations and regulation had gained interest because of the new role of lipids in cancer prognosis. For instance, cholesterol is a precursor of estrogens and androgens, both of them involved in tumor progression. The relationship between cholesterol and cancer could be affected by the C-collecting lipids. The characterization of lipoprotein profile and low molecular weight metabolites are powerful tools to determine metabolic alterations which lead to the definition of a metabolic profile in breast cancer patients. Accordingly, the aim of this study was to analyze the association of different lipoprotein subclasses, size and composition, as well as the low molecular weight metabolites on breast cancer patients to obtain a comprehensive metabolic analysis and the possible role on this pathology. Samples were collected from 268 women of the oncology department of San Juan Hospital in Reus, Spain, which 182 of them had breast cancer and the other 86 were treated as healthy controls. The NMR profiling of the serum included the lipoprotein profile, including size and lipid content, and the quantification of 15 low molecular weight metabolites. The NMR profiling of the serum revealed a metabolic profile of breast cancer patients among all the analyzed variables. We observed an increase of serological FAB4 as well as higher circulating levels of triacylglycerols and cholesterol. In order to explain the role of lipoprotein alter profile in the breast cancer patient, let's have a look into figures 3 and 4. As shown in figure 3, high-density lipoprotein particles are increased in breast cancer patients. Besides, they transport a higher content of triacylglycerols compared to high-density lipoprotein particles from healthy patients. On the other hand, low-density lipoprotein particles have been established as a modifier factor in cancer, being increased in breast cancer patients. As you can see in figure 4, we observed that all subtypes of low-density lipoprotein were increasing compared to control women. In addition, these particles contain a higher amount of cholesterol and triacylglycerols compared to the low-density lipoprotein particles of control patients. And eventually, the NMR profiling also included the low molecular weight metabolites profile on the breast cancer patient's cohort. It has been established that in advanced stages of cancer, there's an increased proteolysis in order to supply cancer cells energy demand. We observed that breast cancer patients had a dysregulation in low molecular weight metabolites profile, especially in brain-chain amino acids. We noticed that isoleucine, tyrosine, and aniline levels were increased in the breast cancer cohort once they were compared to the control women. Besides, other metabolites were decreased in contrast to the healthy controls, such as lactate and hydroxybutyrate. To sum up, the NMR profile leads us to identify important biochemical differences between serum samples from breast cancer patients and serum samples from healthy patients, which can lead to a better understanding of the metabolic background of breast cancer and also in clinical practice in order to make a better diagnostic profiling of breast cancer patients.